Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. Hello, listeners. This is episode 23 of Art Talk, and today I talk about perfectionism. Details make perfection, and perfection is not detail. Leonardo da Vinci. The question is if Leonardo was a perfectionist. You will find that online all the time, but yeah, he had problems finishing his projects, but it had nothing to do with perfectionism. That was because he was a creator innovator, and they have the ability to start projects, are highly intuitive, but not very good at finishing. So they know they can solve problems very quick. They have new ideas, new products, new paintings in that case, new ideas about projects. But finishing is not a strong point, say the least. And I know because I am one. Of course, that wasn't available as a knowledge at the time in the Western world. It did, however, in the Chinese world, and it's called I Ching, being in flow, which was brought forward to the Western world by Carl Jung. Perfectionism, however, really comes from every corner of the world in different forms. And I hear it in many forms, and I have felt how it works for me. You can be so dreaded by showing up daily in your studio. You feel that you do not make any progress on your portraits or self-portraits or the other art you work on. For whatever reason, you tell yourself it is never good enough for yourself. That is called perfectionism. Perfectionism is a killer. And my favorite popular culture artist, Michael Jackson, definitely struggled with perfectionism. If he hadn't had his Quincy Jones and Bruce Sweden with him, he probably still would have worked on the most sold album in history, Thriller, to this day. The word perfectionism is not always used because people are perfectionist. It sometimes is used as an excuse to tell themselves that they can't live up to their own standards. Perfectionism kills joy, the real practice, and real growth. Often I hear and read the phrases, I can't draw a straight line, or I'm not creative, or I am only good at landscapes, or still life, or wildlife, or abstract. Well, dear listeners, let me tell you this, you are not, because everyone can learn how to draw and paint everything. That doesn't mean that you need to become a professional artist, no way. That is a whole different ballgame. That means, as I said in my last episode, showing up daily, also when you do not feel like it. It means really studying all the aspects of the topic you will choose. It means plowing through when it does not work as you want it to. And it definitely means you have to let go of perfectionism. So let me tell you a little story. Rembrandt himself has drawn, painted, and etched many self-portraits. He clearly sees himself differently all the time and is trying to find likeness. So you see eyes not on the right level or wider or smaller. He's often also portrayed by studio apprentices. So there still are portraits going around that are ascribed to him as self-portraits, but probably are not. Every artist has to learn and starts from the beginning or a beginning. You're not born with, oh, now I draw a portrait. Nah. And as I've said before, talent is highly overrated, but seeing and learning how to see is very underrated. Practice still makes the master, but in a short amount of time, with the proper teaching and mentoring, you can learn how to see, actually draw objects. And yes, self-portraits. The fun thing is that in all the years I've worked on portraits, some 20-odd years ago I started, I was either full on and got confidence and felt confident, or I struggled and sometimes left it to later pick it up again because something was nagging. I need to do that. What I learned during that process, and that's before I started the business, because I've been an artist for a long time, but I've not been an art business and working on an art business for 20 years at all. I did other things. But what I learned during the process is that, first of all, I needed to keep practicing. So once you learn something, doesn't mean you are there. After the Academy of Music, you're not there. You start. After the Art Academy, you're not there. You start. And many think that once they have learned how to draw, paint, portrait, they're ready. That's it. But it is as what I said just now with music. You keep practicing. Perfectionism is debilitating, especially when it doesn't look exactly as you think. You have to see yourself. That's another aspect. You think, and you think you know also. What we do is going in defense, and we start to judge ourselves. We make up a story of how bad we are. That story becomes very apparent in our heads, and before you know it, the story has become you. And you know, I'm bad at art. I can't even draw a straight line. That's not for me. I have to do something else. And that's all okay. You can use your creativity for everything else. Maybe that's more a natural flow for you. But it doesn't mean that you can't learn how to draw a portrait, a self-portrait, or even whatever topic you want to learn. Julia Cameron, whose books I worked through, many of her books, always talks about it. So what can you do to surpass this? Well, first of all, praise yourself for the effort you took. You stepped into your studio, or you stepped into the kitchen, or whatever place you have, you took a paper and you did it. Celebrate yourself for that. Celebrate every little step. And last but not least, keep going. Look for people you admire, whose work you admire, and learn from it. Copy the greatest in a museum and study everything you want to know. The best question: how did he or she did this? How can I come to that solution? But the very best way, I always tell people I mentor or teach, learn to enjoy the process. It is all a process. And every time I do a self-portrait, I look differently. And sometimes I do that on purpose, just on purpose, to mess around. Because it's the practice. It's practice, nothing more. It's not a masterpiece. It doesn't need to hang in a museum. It's for me. It's for me to see the shapes and the shadows and the empty spaces and the form. It's not about whether I like or not like, or draw myself younger or older or weird or whatever. It's for me. And sometimes I share that to show you the process. Learn to enjoy the process. It's the best way to talk you out of perfectionism and praise yourself for every step you take. Next week, I have another subject which is really important, and especially now with social media, and it is the imposter syndrome, or what I heard lately, comparisonitis. That's a big one, especially for artists. Thank you for listening. Wishing you all a lovely week, and speak soon. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.